from American Jazz Radio.
Rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy Little Women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and McShane. Parker, Preston, Piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the Trust Street Job, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from Trust Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's Trust Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassey. Yeah. You know, this week we celebrate the birthday of blues legend Floyd Dixon with our special guest, Jim Mayer. And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. Good evening.
Yes, good to be with everybody again this week.
As always, Pearl. You know, Pete, I have to tell you, we have a fantastic show this week. Get ready for some low-down blues as we celebrate the birthday of piano man Floyd Dixon.
Oh, yes, that is right. And the sax therapist is back to warm up a couple from Connecticut on a cold winter night. And if your car's engine block is frozen up, stick around this hour as we pay a visit to those garage geeks Riff and Raff, otherwise known as the Jazz Mechanics.
Well, it has been very cold this past week all over the country.
Yeah.
But no place was colder than New Jersey.
Really? How cold was it?
Oh, it was so cold, some of Chris Christie's staff members had to be rescued when their lips froze to his butt.
Forget the cold. It's about to get hot in here with our own Nedra Dixon on a Kansas City classic by Julia Lee, Snatch and Grab It.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it, better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the east, grab it in the west, grab it in a place where you hold it best. You better snatch and grab it, you better snatch and grab it, better snatch and grab it before it gets away. kind. Grabbing a place where you grab a mind. You better snatch and grab it. You better snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the morning, grab it in the night. Grab it, baby, hold it tight. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away.
How about Nedra Dixon? Joe and the band, how about that?
That'll get you warmed up, huh?
That'll do it.
Now this week, we celebrate the birthday of blues piano player and vocalist Floyd Dixon. He was born Jay Riggins, and Floyd grew up in Marshall, Texas, not far from the Louisiana border. After absorbing the blues, gospel, and roots music of the Bayou Country as a child, Dixon moved to Los Angeles, where he taught himself to play piano and worked as a drugstore clerk and golf caddy. After winning a series of amateur LA music showcases, Floyd recorded his Swing Time Records debut, Houston Jump, in 1948.
Calling himself Mr. Magnificent, Dixon specialized in risque materials with titles like Red Cherries, Too Much Jelly Roll, Wine, 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 and Baby, Let's Go Down to the Woods. In 1950, he replaced vocalist Charles Brown and Johnny Moore's band, The Three Blazers. Moving over to Atlanta Records in 1954, Dixon recorded two of his biggest hits, Hole in the Wall and Hey Bartender, which was later revived by the Blues Brothers for their smash hit movie.
Sounds like a pretty good time going down to the woods with a bunch of wine.
Wine, wine.
Yeah. Mm. Floyd Dixon headed back to Texas for the quieter life in the 70s. In 1984, the Los Angeles Summer Olympics asked Dixon to pen the Olympic Blues. How about that for an honor? And that number led to a contract with Alligator Records and a Pioneer Award from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. Dixon worked into the early 90s when he released his final album, Wake Up and Live, in 1993.
Now we're going to spend the next hour playing some of the music Floyd Dixon made famous. To help us get that done, we're going to use our own Mr. Magnificent. Regular blues shouter himself, David Bassey.
You call me all kinds of names, and she just called you Mr. Magnificent.
Well, I was working towards King Pleasure myself. You can have Mr. Magnificent. Shoot. You know, I'll take King Pleasure any day.
I tried that on a redhead one time. It didn't get me anywhere. Didn't have anything of it. You know, Floyd Dixon helped usher R&B to the masses.
Well, you know, Central Avenue in Los Angeles back at that time in the 40s, lots of jazz, lots of blues. Dexter Gordon got his start there, and wonderful, wonderful music scene going on. I mean, I don't know how you could keep from digging that kind of music back in that time period. And, you know, a self-taught piano player and out in the clubs and doing those kind of shows where he's, you know, getting out there and winning contests and stuff. You know, that must have been an exciting time, I would think.
Yeah, he and Charles Brown had a lot of kind of intertwining run-ins and things in common as they helped push that music forward.
He took Charles Brown place in Johnny Moore's Three Blazers in 1952, and the song Come Back Baby, which we'll do later on in the show, is a lot like Charles Brown's huge hit, These Blues, a very, very cool eight-bar blues. And so the two of them, didn't you say that Charles Brown was in the audience one time? And
yeah.
People were saying, go, Charles, go. And it wasn't Charles, it was Floyd.
Yeah, one of those first talent competitions that Floyd won, they thought he was Charles. And Charles in the front row going,
see, there you go.
I'm not even doing anything. What do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? But, you know, the guy never had a hit album, but he did have such an influence. And he pushed the music forward. And for a long time, his work sat there. And then the Blues Brothers come along.
Well, I imagine being a drugstore clerk would be an advantage to some musicians. You know, make a lot of friends that way. But yeah, you know, the Blues Brothers movie was such a hit in the early 80s, and that revived, you know, Hey Bartender with John Belushi, and, you know, oh man, yeah.
And I love the final album, Wake Up and Live. He had a quote when he was talking about that album. He said, when you're dead, you're dead for a long, long time.
Long time.
So wake up and live.
Yeah, graveyard style.
Yeah, yeah. But, hey, it's awesome. And we're going to be honoring the man today, but we're not doing it alone. Joe, talk about our help today.
Well, as you mentioned earlier in the show, Pete, we do have Mr. Jim Mayer on the saxophone to help us out today. And we'd like to play now a Floyd Dixon original. This one's called The Hole in the Wall.
Now there's a certain beat-up shack headed down by the railroad track. Now it's so raggedy, it's about to fall. And people just call it the hole in the wall. The winos go drinking that wine and asking for more. Wine is what they drink, and that is all. Pretty soon their heads are in a hole in the wall. Come on, Joe. To that little den, just to follow the railroad tracks right down where it ends. It's just for winter and then all through the fall. Just look for the place called the Hole in the Wall. ¶¶
Yeah, Jim Merritt, buddy. And now that the Car Talk guys have retired, everybody wants to know, who are public radio listeners going to call when their thingamabob doesn't downshift?
I mean, you can't take your Mazda to Marta Liason.
That's right, Pete. Here at 12th Street Jump, we share your concerns about this important issue. So to fill in the gap, here are two guys who know their way around a 454 Hemi. The cats who put the jump and jumper cables, Riff and Rav, the Jazz Mechanics.
Can drive my car if it doesn't get that far. Take it to the guys who are the Jazz Mechanics.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Riff.
And I'm Rav.
And we're the Jazz Mechanics, here to cure your automotive blues.
Yeah, because like Floyd Dixon always said, if you can't make the gig,
you're in trouble, you dig? So let's take the first call, Rav.
Heidi-ho, you're on the Jazz Mechanics.
Hi, I'm Mary from Maine.
Oh, you know what that sound means, don't you, Mary?
Your wife's doing it with a mailman in the front seat of the Datsun.
No, dipstick, Mary here has been randomly chosen to play Fool the Tools.
I'm so excited. I've never won anything before.
And you know what? We're going to make sure you don't now.
Now, here's how you play the game. You tell us a hard-to-solve car problem, and we'll tell you if it's real or if you're just trying to fool the tools. Ready?
I guess so. I have an old yellow and purple VW bus that has smoke coming out of the front and the back, and it bounces up and down when it's parked.
A yellow and purple VW bus that smokes, huh?
Is the smoke on the inside or the outside?
Well, if they're smoking on the inside, well, that explains the bouncing.
No one to me. Are you trying to fool the tools, Mary?
No. Can you help me fix my VW?
Get rid of the clunker, Mary.
Yeah. Run an ad in Colorado or Washington. You can open up a store in the way back.
Next caller.
All right, you're on with the Jazz Mechanics.
Hi, guys. This is Rhonda from Raleigh.
Hey there, Rhonda. What can we do to keep your Humvee humming?
Well, can I talk to Rav? I think he has such a sweet voice.
He's a mechanic, Rhonda. The only thing sweet about Raf is the box of four-month-old Hostess Twinkies he's got stashed in his glove box.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't listen to my brother. Talk to Raf, Rhonda.
Oh, Rav, I hope you can help me. I try to start my car, it makes a really strange sound.
Give me your address, Rhonda. I'll come right over.
She's in Raleigh, Raf. That's in, Well, it's not around here. Go ahead and tell this axle neck what your car sounds like.
Well, whenever I'm going more than 40 miles an hour and it's raining, well, the engine kind of sounds like this.
Oh, yeah, you mean like...
Well, you sound like Kenny G playing Cherokee after a rectal exam. Rhonda, when you're in first gear and the air conditioner's running, does it sound more like this?
Hey, you sound like a bartender stuffing lemon peels down the garbage disposal, dude. You think of, I mean, sound something like this, Rhonda.
Don't go away. There's more to come on 12th Street Jump. Riff, get a muffler. We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Floyd Dixon, we celebrate the birthday this week of early jazz piano player James P. Johnson. Born in 1894, Johnson bridged the gap between ragtime and jazz with a style of piano called stride. His hit songs in the Roaring Twenties include The Charleston and If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. Johnson was considered the king of New York piano players throughout the 1930s.
Along with Jelly Roll Morton, James P. Johnson was an important early influence on keyboard stars like Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Art Tatum, and Fats Waller. He cut hundreds of piano rolls before 1920 and then recorded for W.C. Handy's Black Swan label, then Columbia. A multi-talented musician, Johnson branched out to include directing shows for the Broadway theater of his day.
Now here's Joe and the band with the James P. Johnson tune written by George and Ira Gershwin. This one's called Liza.
Thank you.
Did Joe just break the piano?
He did. He most definitely.
New piano, please.
Warming up in here. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the snowplow in Atlanta had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
The cops stopped Justin Bieber before his car was crashed in. They say he's drinking from a bottle. That's what his booze was stashed in. I never thought I'd miss watching and hearing about Kim Kardashian.
The Olympics are in Sochi.
Sochi.
Where snow needs refrigerating. It's true. And Sochi has no gay men. Oh. At least that's what the mayor's stating. Boy, will he be shocked when he checks out the figure skating.
Women, said Mike Huckabee, can control their own libido. Here's one way to do it. Picture Hucky in a Speedo.
I watch MSNBC to see what Fox News misconstrues. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
All right, here's David and the Band with a tune Floyd Dixon recorded on a 2006 release titled Time Brings About Change. How about Come Back, Baby?
Gone away, I miss you so. Sure did hurt me for you to go. Come back, come back, baby. I sure miss you since you've been gone. Please, please, I'm on my knees. Just got over pneumonia. Can't hardly breathe. Come back. Come back, baby. I sure miss you since you've been gone. hope you heard me said my prayer the way you did me. That isn't fair.
Some bad dudes up here on this bandstand.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, it's time to check out this week's new CD releases, and we go to our man, David Bassey. David, what's going on in the world of jazz?
The Jerry Gibbs Thrasher Trio with Kenny Barron and Ron Carter doing just great this week. Don Pullen is the pianist from the 1970s, the inspiration for Thrasher. I always thought it was Jerry Gibbs who's the drummer. I thought it was his thing, that he was the Thrasher, but it was Don Pullen back in the 70s that was the Thrasher. That's where it came from, a nickname. They're on Wailing City Sound. Liquid Spirit from Gregory Porter won the Grammy vocal this year. Also, Grammys going out to Charlie Musselwhite, who's been on our show, Randy Brecker, who's been on our show, and our guest coming up really soon, Christian McBride. He was on Terry Lynn Carrington's album this year that was a Duke Ellington kind of thing, and they won a Grammy this year. So congratulations to all those folks.
Absolutely.
Also, Bobby Watson's tribute to the 50th anniversary of the I Had the Dream speech for the great Martin Luther King, Check Cashin' Day. Number 2 on the charts this week, and stuff is swinging with jazz music. Bobby was our guest not too long ago.
Yeah, and hopefully amazing. After that acclaim, maybe he'd be cashing a check, huh?
You would think he would cash a check.
I would sure hope.
Yeah. I think a lot of people need to be cashing a check. You betcha.
I could use a few. Now, besides Floyd Dixon, rather, and James P. Johnson, we celebrate the birthdays this week of a plethora of saxophone players. Talking about Joshua Redman, Seydou Watanabe, King Curtis, Stan Getz, and Sonny Stitt. Basie band trumpeter Snooky Young gets a birthday tribute along with Count's longtime musical arranger, Sammy Nestico. UB Blake was born this week back in 1883, lived to be 96 years old, and was one of American music's most prolific composer, lyricist, and pianists. And with his longtime collaborator, Noble Sissle, Blake became the first African-American to write and direct for Broadway with his hit show, Shuffle Along. Now, to learn more about all these cats, visit our website at 12thstreetjump.com. You'll find information on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and our very own YouTube channel where you can hear this week's Blues in the News all over again. And that's just some of what's happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz, and you've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild jazz. Woo-woo.
Don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back with more right here on 12th Street Jump.
Thank you.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hands. I mean, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, check out the funky horn band Bumpin' the Mango at Cafe 290 in Atlanta. And in Phoenix, the Black Bottom Lighters mix it up at Copper Blues. And in Boston, head over to the Regatta Bar for Dave Holland Prism with guitarist Kevin Eubanks.
The Nashville Jazz Orchestra performs a special Valentine's Day show with Raul Malo at Vanderbilt's Ingram Hall. And at Blue Jeans Blues in Fort Lauderdale, love Motown with Anthony Corrado and Liz Sharp. Keep the place jumping.
They sure do. And in Maryland, the Mid-Atlantic Jazz Festival features our old friends Giacomo Gates and Bobby Watson, along with three-time Grammy Award-winning bassist Christian McBride. Now don't forget McBride's gig right here in Kansas City on Tuesday, February 18th at Unity Temple on the Plaza. It's a special live recording of 12th Street Jump. So get out there and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Robert Johnson wrote it, Floyd Dixon recorded it. Now here's David Bassey to sing Sweet Home Chicago.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Back to the same old place, darling. Sweet home, Chicago. Now one and one is two, darling. Two and two is four. The way I love you, baby, you never know. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Back to that same old place, darling. A sweet home, Chicago. Well now, four and one is five, baby, and five and one is six, and come on, baby, now don't you make your daddy sick. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Yeah, that same old place, darling, sweet home, Chicago. Well now, six and one is seven, darling, and seven and one is eight. Come on, baby, don't you make your daddy late. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Back to that same old place, darling, sweet home, Chicago. Well, now six and one is seven, darling, and six and three is nine. You sell me some of yours and I'll give you some of mine. Yeah, 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 baby, don't you wanna go? Back to that same old place, darling, sweet home, Chicago. Oh, somebody blow.
Come on, Jim.
Thank you.
darling. Nine and one is ten. You mistreat me, darling. It's that same old thing again.
Yeah. Baby, don't you wanna go
back to the same old place, darling? Sweet home Chicago.
You recognize that sound? I bet you've heard it 100 times. In the movies or on TV, whenever things get a little steamy, that's when the saxophone comes in. Now making that music is a passionate, sexy, heart-pounding, Miley Cyrus at a construction site kind of gig. But hey, somebody's got to do it. And that's where I come in, Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. It was a freezing, frigid Friday. Really frigid. I was shivering like Justin Bieber returning a rented Lamborghini. And that's when they walked in. She had hair the color of snow and he was a flake. Together, they made the perfect couple. The lady did the talking.
Hi, I'm Carla. This is Carl. We're the Coasters from Connecticut.
Carl and Carla Coaster from Connecticut. What brings you to this frozen flat on a frigid Friday?
Vortex.
Vortex? Sorry, Carl. I don't speak Russian unless it's vodka or salad dressing.
No. He means the polar vortex. Ever since that cold front blew in, Carl has had a cold front. And when Carl's front is cold, he can't go polar, if you catch my snowdrift.
Sounds like something stopped Carl from plowing. Ever use a shovel?
Blower.
If Carl can't unchill his front, it puts a cold clamp on our copulating.
Have you tried wrapping your pipe?
Yeah, repeatedly.
Let me get this straight. Carl and Carla Coaster from Connecticut claim a clamp on copulating because Carl's cold front keeps chilling his conduit. Did I cover the crisis?
Concisely. Can you help us?
Of course I can, ma'am. I'm Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Close your eyes, Carl. Imagine Carla curling up on the couch with a nice hot cup of cocoa.
Ooh, I'm cuckoo for cups of cocoa.
You like my cups, Carl?
Oh, yeah, Carla. Show me your cocoa cups.
Do my cups cut the cold, Carl?
Continuously, Carla. I can feel my fingers again.
Carl, I'm keeping a warm cup under this quilt.
Ooh, clear off that quilt, Carla.
And a comforter.
Oh, cut out the comforter. I want to cuddle your cups.
Cuddle, Carl, cuddle up.
I'm cuddling.
Quit
I'm cuddling.
Quit the
I'm cuddling.
Cuddle,
I'm clamping. I'm clamping.
Cool it, Carl. Carla, cool. Hey, whoa. Try a cup of chamomile. So Carl's cold front caught fire and Carla got clamped in her caboose. By the time I got through with them, he was on her like Ann Coulter on a Coke, brother. All in a day's work for Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Now let's bring back David with Jim Mayer, Joe, and the band to perform a Louis Jordan classic recorded by Floyd Dixon. Floyd Dixon, Caledonia.
I want you.
you to be.
What?
I want you to be my baby. Well,
well,
will you?
Will you?
Will you please?
Will you please?
Will you please tell?
Will you please tell?
Will you please tell me?
What?
If you're gonna be my baby. Walking with my baby, she got great big feet. She long, lean, and lanky, and had nothing to eat. But she my baby, I love her just the same. I'm crazy about my baby, count on you, is her name. Count on ya, count on ya. What makes you make it so hard? I love you just the same. I'm crazy about my baby, count on you, is her name. You know? Mama told me to leave Caledonia alone. That's what she said. That's what she said. She said, David, stay away from Caledonia. You know, she's one of those kind of girls. You know, Mama didn't know what Caledonia's put down. I'm going by her house right now and call her name. Here I go. Caledonia! Caledonia! What makes her big head so hard? Woo! I love you. I love her just the same. Oh, crazy about my baby, Caledonia is her name. Hey, yeah. Stick. I was your calico bundle of joy. You were my bashful barefoot boy. Now humpty dumpty.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on a wall. Ooh, 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 ooh. Humpty dumpty on a wall. Humpty dumpty had a fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men. Good wood humpty back again. Jackie Horner sitting in the corner. Jackie Horner in the corner eating that Christmas pie. Stuck in the sun, I pulled out a bomb, said, what a great guy am I. Go in and out the window, 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 and hurry back to school.
for helping us celebrate the music of Floyd Dixon and James P. Johnson. Give it up for our very own Joe Cartwright. Special guest, Jim Mayer.
And how about David Bassey putting in a little extra work, too? And as always, we have the great Mike Warren on drums and fantastic Tyrone Clark on bass. And how about the lovely Nedra Dixon, huh?
We had help from audio engineers Chad Mice and Paul Malinowski, production assistant Brenda Hayes, and director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. And we want to remind you to check us out on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. Follow me on Twitter at 12th Street Pete, all big letters. And check out 12thstreetjump.com for further info.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we pay tribute to trombonist Wycliffe Gordon with our very special guest, Wycliffe himself. Until then, I am Pearl Rivers McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week right here on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping! Jumping! Thank you.